Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a moment, settle your heart, and let's begin this new day in God's presence. Today's topic is keeping your eyes on Jesus. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, which says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." There's a powerful true story told about a pilot flying through a severe storm. The clouds were thick, visibility was nearly zero, and panic could easily set in. But the pilot remained calm because he wasn't flying by what he could see outside. He was flying by his instruments. Even when everything around him looked confusing and dangerous, the instruments told him the truth. And that's how he made it safely through the storm. Beloved, that story reflects our lives. There are seasons when what you see around you, challenges, delays, disappointments, can shake your confidence. But like that pilot, God is calling you today not to be led by what you see, but by who you are looking at. The Bible says, "Fix your eyes on Jesus, not your problems, not your fears, not even your past, because whatever you focus on will shape your direction." When Peter stepped out on the water in Matthew chapter 14, verse 29 to 30, he did something impossible. He walked on water. But the moment he shifted his focus from Jesus to the wind and waves, he began to sink. Let me ask you this morning, what are you looking at right now? Are you focused on the storm or on the Savior? Sometimes we say, "Lord, I trust you," but our attention is consumed by worry. Yet Isaiah 26 verse 3 reminds us, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." Peace doesn't come from a problem-free life. It comes from a focused life focused on Jesus. Beloved, when your eyes are on Jesus, fear loses its grip. Confusion gives way to clarity, and weakness is exchanged for strength. Why? Because Jesus is not just an option. He is your anchor. As you go today, I declare over your life, every distraction pulling your focus away from God is removed in Jesus' name. Your spiritual vision is becoming clearer. You will not sink under pressure, you will rise above it. From today, your faith is being strengthened, and your path is becoming steady in Jesus' name. Let me ask you again, what has been competing for your attention lately? Is it fear, social pressure, or financial concerns? Hear this word of encouragement. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." You are not alone. God sees you and He is guiding you, even when you don't feel it. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, where has my focus been drifting? To my problem or to Jesus? What practical step can I take today to redirect my eyes to Jesus? Beloved, life will always have storms. But storms don't determine your outcome. Your focus does. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you will walk through what others drown in. Actions for the day. Today, intentionally pause at different moments, morning, afternoon, and evening, and say, "Jesus, I choose to focus on you." Even if it's just 30 seconds, reset your focus. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this aloud together with me. Today, I fix my eyes on Jesus. My faith is strong, my heart is steady, and my path is guided by God. I will not be distracted by fear or overwhelmed by challenges. I walk in peace, I walk in purpose, and I walk in victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, We appreciate you for your word. Thank you for this new day. Today, we ask that you help us to fix our eyes on you, no matter what we face. Strengthen our faith, calm our fears, and guide our steps. We commit this day into your hands. Let your presence go before us today, and may we walk in peace and confidence. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. It might be exactly what they need today. Go out and win your day with your eyes fixed on Jesus.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by step.